USA Radio News.
The search for a motive underway after an explosion in downtown Nashville. A bomb in an RV detonating yesterday morning on 2nd Avenue or Lower Broadway. Three people hurt, but no critical injuries reported. Investigators believe the bomb may have been set for that time of day to minimize casualties. Nashville Mayor John Cooper last night highlighting the efforts of six police officers.
These incredible heroes who ran to danger with uncertain outcomes ahead of them were responsible for so many injuries being saved.
The FBI leading the investigation. No arrests announced. Tissue found at the scene thought to be human remains. Parts of downtown Nashville under a curfew until tomorrow afternoon. A sports legend diagnosed with the coronavirus. Australian golfer Greg Norman announcing today on Instagram that he's in the hospital. Norman had been quarantining at home in Florida with mild symptoms, but those symptoms appear to have gotten worse. The 65-year-old, a two-time winner of the British Open. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A new strain of the coronavirus appears to be spreading in Europe. Spain announcing today it now has four cases of the mutated strain that was first detected in the UK. French officials announcing their first case yesterday from a man who returned from London last week. The strain detected in several other countries as well, but so far not in the U.S. Doctors, meanwhile, bracing for a post-Christmas COVID spike. Among them, Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha on ABC this week.
I'm very worried about what the first couple of weeks of January are going to look like because of the holiday season. And my sort of plea to people is to try to keep it small, keep it safe. It's going to be pretty tough for hospitals and for people if we continue to see more infections.
Dr. Jha urging vigilance and following social distancing guidelines. The Moderna vaccine causing an allergic reaction. A Boston doctor with a shellfish allergy gets sick after getting the vaccine Thursday. The doctor rushed to the ER. He's released from the hospital 4 hours later. Moderna says it's investigating. This is the first report of an allergic reaction to the Moderna vaccine. At least half a dozen allergic reactions reported from the Pfizer vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Unemployment benefits set to expire for millions today. Programs established this year to help gig workers and the long-term unemployed will end as the budget bill remains unsigned. A progressive think tank, the Century Foundation, estimates 12 million people are affected. President Trump not signing the bill because stimulus checks aren't as big as he would like. And Trump finding common ground on that call for bigger stimulus checks with four House Democrats known as the Squad. Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib, one member of the Squad. Like Trump, she wants stimulus checks to be $2,000. She tells MSNBC this week there's popular support for a bigger stimulus bill.
I think 7 out of 10 Americans want to see more direct payments. And you can see overwhelming support, again, bipartisan support outside of Congress for a $2,000 survivor check versus, again, what we see with this very minimum $600. That's really just not enough for our families.
Tlaib says $2,000 would give struggling families a lifeline. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi planning a meeting Monday to discuss the issue. Call it a crime of opportunity and one big Christmas joyride. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Around 2 o'clock on Christmas morning, a thief stole a mini snowplow from a store in Bayshore, New York, and crashed it through the front doors of a Target store. A man loaded up with a coat and gift cards before he was caught by police inside the store. 33-year-old Justin Shuffle of Long Island pleaded not guilty to burglary and larceny on Friday. The store suffered extensive damage. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.